Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in Washington. Tonight, obsession.
I can go out with my friends. Yeah. I can get out of the house. Yeah. I can go for shopping. I can look at my phone.
No.
Oh, no. Then that is obsession.
Is the romance is too good, and if they really love each other, that also, that you cannot help but get obsessed.
Well, according to the dictionary, obsession is the state of being obsessed with someone or something. But how or what happens in a relationship when this phenomena occurs? Does it help or hurt a relationship? So tonight, as usual, Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. With a bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. With a bang bang. Come on,
come on. Now it's time to welcome to our show in the studio my colleague Chioniso Johnny, aka Chichi. Welcome for the first time to the show.
Hello, Africa. How are you doing today? I am good, good, good.
Wonderful. We're great. And also we have from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Emma Kasiga. Welcome aboard, Emma.
Hello, hello, Africa. Thank you, Sunday Shumari, for inviting me.
And we also have the only guy in this panel, along with me, of course, Peter Njau. Welcome, Peter.
Hello, Africa. This is Peter. Thank you, Sunday, for inviting me to the show.
You're welcome anytime. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing obsession. Well, in relationships, some people become obsessed. And why is that happening? We have seen so many songs out there about obsession. Kylie Minogue, Mariah Carey, to name a few. All sorts of films, such as the Russian film starring Denis Mastrov. And also books by John Douglas, to name a few. So, what's the best way to deal with such a thing as an obsession? Maybe a wife, husband, boyfriend, or girlfriend. Well, I spoke to my colleague BMJ Muridhi, and I wanted to know, why does this happen?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is a form of insecurity that plays out because mainly, you find that in a relationship where probably the man, mainly the man, is older than the woman,
yeah.
Much, much older.
Mm-hmm.
The obsession comes in because they are, as a human being, someone will be thinking, now if I don't play up to my expectations here, this girl, because she's young and she has a hot blood, so to speak, will be maybe taken advantage of by her peers, her age mates. So I hope I'm making my point clear.
Say,
for example, you are away, you are very busy, and you are an old guy, like you are like 60 years older than your wife is 25, and it happens, right? Many a times, they may not tell you. They may not tell you what you're thinking, but many a times, these older guys will be feeling insecure. And that is where the obsession comes in. The other thing that comes to mind is so if the romance is extremely hot, if the romance is too good, and if they really love each other, that also is a reason, although it may be to a lesser degree, of getting obsessed for both persons.
Uh-huh.
It's so good
that
you cannot help but get obsessed.
You cannot help.
You just get obsessed. Just like getting obsessed with some type of food. That's why you see people, you know, camping at McDonald's. And you wonder what's going on here.
What's going on?
They are obsessed.
I know.
You can also get obsessed. It could also, there are other things.
Of course.
There are many other things that come with a relationship, and I'm not going to go into details naming what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It could be say, bedroom matters.
Uh-huh.
They might be so good.
Yeah.
It could be they treat you so well at home. They probably make the best food that you ever tasted. So there are all kinds of reasons why people get obsessed in relationships.
Yes, and mentioning that, BMJ, I just remember this past week, someone in Las Vegas decided to get married to his cell phone. And you know why? He was asked and he said, you know what? I'm obsessed with this cell phone. It is with me all the time. So guess what? Now I'm getting married. And he went actually to he decided and he went too and he did it, you know?
I tell you, a couple of years ago we had a case, and I think I featured that story in one of my programs, Vigi Mambo programs, in Canada.
Yes.
Where some guy decided to get married to his dog. I'm not sure that marriage had anything to do with sex or anything like
exactly.
that. But just to prove your point, that people do get obsessed.
I'm telling you.
Different ways.
That's right.
By different things or people.
Thank you, BMJ Muridhi. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing obsession now. Back to the studio. Chichi, tell me, what do you think? Why this happens in some relationships? And is this because someone loves somebody too much? Or it is just a problem to some people?
That is a very tricky question. But let me start off by saying that people mistaken love for obsession.
Okay.
And when people see love in the air, they don't recognize whether it's love or it's obsession. So what happens, it starts like an infatuation. They look at each other, they're attracted, and then it goes on. As it continues, you find out the person becomes attached, develops an attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes this attachment might come because of loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
The person has never had great love in their life.
And now you did it, so it's your fault. Don't do it too much, huh? Okay.
Secondly, a person might feel a sense of control.
Mm-hmm.
Now that this person has walked into my life,
right.
I'm feeling I own somebody. You know, I'm I feel manly now. I want to protect this person.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Okay.
But I think then the problem is the limitation. They don't know how far to go.
Okay.
You know, they say it's protection, but when the protection begins to invade, especially my space, I can't go out with my friends, I can't get out of the house, I can't go for shopping, I can't look at my phone.
No.
Oh no, then that is obsession.
It's not protection anymore. You did put it very well, my friend.
So I think, you know, I'm happy we've got a guy on our team today.
Yeah.
Because I have some serious questions.
Yeah, because I was about to jump
in. Peter, you got
to
ask me.
Are you suggesting that only guys who get obsessed with the ladies? in my case, I would probably argue it's the other way around.
Okay, tell me about it, Peter.
Because I'm feeling, I think when a lady gets involved and then you see the guy that is really treating you the way it should, you are thinking.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had this kind of relationship before. I haven't had this love. I haven't had somebody to take care of me or look at me in such ways that makes me feel goosebumps. Maybe.
Wow.
And that is a feeling you don't want to let go.
You are missing out quite a bit, my brother. In a lifetime, I think everybody should have a person or that one person that goes above and beyond call of love duty.
Okay.
If I may.
Yes, Emma.
Just to experience it. Just to experience the fun of it. This is my take on obsession. I think for some people who like to analyze human behavior and all that stuff, there's the type A's and the type B's and type whatever. Mm. But I think the people who get into the obsession category are the type A's of relationship.
Okay.
They tend to take everything as if it's control. They don't necessarily understand that love is a thing of spontaneity. You know, when you want to get a control of something that you cannot get hold of, and, you know, you just ruin the fun, you ruin the sparkles that go with it, you just get into a whole different level. And since they are type A, they do not know how to break and back pedal and, you know, go back, they really try and push while the other person ends up being in a normal realm of love. And so it gets completely messed up. And this happens to men and women, to boys and girls. So you cannot say this is only girls who get obsessed or boys who get obsessed, because I've seen it all.
Oh,
and
really?
Here in my neck of the woods, we have a few words that we like to keep to call those people who go above and beyond the call of love.
Uh-huh. What do you call them?
Oh, for starters, we call them pesters, because they pest you quite a bit. You know, like that fly, you try to whack it off,
oh,
and it doesn't keep coming back.
But if I may ask, why you want to swat them off?
Well, because if they are too far ahead and you're not where they are, nobody can force you to go where you do not want to go. And so if you are in love, that's why there is a saying in the English language that says it takes two to tangle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to tangle and you were tangling by yourself all the way ahead, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
You all got to be in the same rhythm. You got to go together, step by step.
If I may ask, do you think it's likely that sometimes even when that love relationship starts, obviously, probably the person who pursues at first may feel a little bit more loving until the other person catches up. Now, would that be maybe misconstrued as obsession? Because, hey, I saw you first, and I approached you. I pursued you until you started coming closer to me, and now we are starting to get somewhere. So obviously, my love probably feels a little bit more, oh, I feel that I love you more than you do until you get to my level. That could take a couple of years.
Well, let me chime in again over in that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not necessarily a matter of who started approaching who first. It's just a matter of who got it too bad that it got to surpass the limits. And when I say surpass the limit is, within love realm, you have to recognize that the other person is not where you are, or this is not going very well, or sometimes you have to learn to let go. When you love somebody enough, you have to realize that if they're not what you're looking for, you have to let go. And these people who are obsessed, they don't even know how to let go. They just want to get on, get it.
Please, Emma, hold it. Hold it right there. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in a Washington studio with the Chioneso Johnny, a.k.a. Chi-Chi, and Emma Kasiga, and Peter Njau. And right now, we are discussing obsession. So, what is the difference between true love and unhealthy obsession? As Chi-Chi mentioned, some people mix the two. Is there a healthy obsession anyway? I spoke to Jemima all the way from Kampala, Uganda, and I wanted to know what is her take.
First and foremost, I think it's two-way.
Okay.
It's good,
mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's somehow bad. I'll give you my experience. Some time back, really, I had, of course, when I got into my relationship, it was good. And feeling like a cling on with my boyfriend. And it felt real. It felt like together. That is how it's supposed to be. Like, that is the relationship. That is how it's supposed to be, just the fact. But then at some point, fizzed out. The fire fizzed out. And somehow I was like, am I giving him too much attention? I think I'm not fulfilling what I really want in this relationship. Am I giving him too much time? Or am I bothering him? I think I'm nagging. Something like that. So all those conclusions came to my head, and I was like, I think I need to take it down a little notch. So I said, I think I'll just definitely do something that is good for myself. When he wants me, I will be there. I just don't have to be all over him, because that is obsession, really. It is. You take up his life, and somehow he would feel like he's clogging in there, like he has no fresh air. So what I did, I told him, I think I'm being too much on you. I need to concentrate on what I want to be in life besides our relationship, because we need to work hard and make a future together and build a family together. Mm. Because, hey, I'm getting married in December. And he agreed to it. He agreed to it and he said, yes, no, that's okay. It's okay. I've been wanting to tell you about this because I think you're taking it to another level and I need you you need to divide up your energies because you have me and I'll be your support system. Mm. But again, you also have other things you can concentrate on. You don't have to always look up to me because definitely I'll be your obsession and that will be your weakness. But to the good side of this whole thing, I loved it because I would definitely be happy every time I'm thinking about him. And,
mm-hmm. Everybody, every time you see him, running into his arms.
And, you know what I'm saying.
Hey, I know
about.
The feeling. I know the feeling. That's why some people will not let it go.
And yet it's something that he's trying to do, like do good for the relationship. But yet some people just take it so personal and they say, oh, probably he's cheating with me.
And do you think this happens a lot with women or with men?
Here in Uganda, it is. Most women are obsessive.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the relationships are... I mean, of course, uptown ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. But it's a bit obsessive because the ratio of Ugandan women to Ugandan men is quite high.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so men can just sweep anything. They can just change someone or get a new girl, and that's it.
In a minute.
In a minute. Yep.
Thank you, Jemima. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing obsession. Now, back to the studio. I want to know, is this, as you mentioned, Chi-Chi, some people maybe don't understand relationships, because according to a newmode.com, they say that a relationship is not a possession, like a stone or a purse or a car. A relationship is not a thing at all. They say a relationship is simply the interaction you're having with that person as it is happening and general. So overall, torn into interaction is just that interaction is the relationship. And that is why there will not be any person to feel like, you know what, I own this. But from Peter's point and Emma's point, what I'm thinking is, in Africa, most of the time, I see that most men feel like they possess their women. And this is why. Because most men will be actually paying for everything that you have.
For sure.
So maybe my African sisters in the house, Emma Kasiga and also Chi-Chi, you can tell me, what do you think?
Firstly, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, now you know they're going to tell me.
Now you know you pressed the right button, Sunday.
Firstly,
tell me
I'm traditional, I don't care.
Okay, go ahead, tell me.
Firstly, it's a man's business.
Okay. To do everything, right?
To look after his woman.
Good. You're right about that.
Because the problem is...
In Africa,
of course. Yes, Peter, you're talking about Africa. Thank you.
Not just in Africa.
No, okay, go ahead.
It's a man's business to look after his woman.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Man is measured by the way he looks after his woman.
Okay, sister. Tell us.
I will run away from your house if there's no food.
Okay. Okay.
Because the problem is, when we are starting a relationship, from the beginning of time, since you want to say men in Africa, let's go back to the foundation.
Okay.
The way we were taught when growing up is a woman must have a place of belonging. And a place of belonging is in her man.
Wow.
That is why when a man does things for a woman, he expects respect from her.
Right.
He expects submission.
Submission. Thank you. That's
but
a good
submission
point.
Is not weakness.
Yes.
Submission is not stupidity. But at the same time, a man feels that he wants to feel like a king. And it's a woman's part to make him feel like a king.
That's true.
So when I tell people when they're dating is that it is a woman's glory to be pursued by a man.
Right.
Not the other way around.
Okay.
I know many women want, they really like this guy and they want to show him that they like him. Sometimes ignore the guy.
Okay.
Sometimes just walk past him and act like you've not seen,
him.
It has cost some women, though. Okay, go ahead.
Because what happens is he will definitely take notice. Men are taken by their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And the way a woman melts a man's heart is by her smile.
Okay.
It's by the way she presents herself.
Okay.
And the way you present yourself as a woman makes a man put you at a certain level.
I am officially taking a stance against my sister. Okay. I love her so much, but where she's going, I'm not going.
Okay.
Sister.
Talk to me. tell me why.
Peter and Jal, that is called sister to sister.
Yes.
Man, stay aside for a little bit. Let me talk to my sister here.
Okay.
This is the same sister that grew up in the same tradition. Mm-hmm. However, you know, in my few years of existence in this world, I've seen the world changing. I've seen us coming from a place where I couldn't even mention a telephone to somebody, to now I could actually see somebody from the village in Africa while I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
True.
And so the world has changed tremendously. Things are changing, and I want to change with time. When I was growing up, I remember my mother used to say, I need to learn how to cook because when I get married, I would have to learn, you know, how to do that. But I'll have to be able to take care of my house and my family. But at the same time, my mother is the same person who encouraged me to study hard and do well and say sky's the limit. You can do anything that a man can do in class.
I agree with you.
And I just wanted to give you a context of where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to that, if I can do anything that a man can do, that means I studied hard, I worked hard, I earned a position, and I'm working hard to earn a place or to earn a bread to bring to my family.
Which is
now,
good.
If that's the case, if that's the case, then let's look into a relationship of a man and woman as a shared responsibility, a true partnership in all sense, in all forms. Now, if I'm looking at a man as a provider while I work, or maybe, and I'm not saying that I'm earning more, but maybe I earn 20 times more than he does,
yes,
that means in so many ways I will be a provider. Now,
financial provider.
Financial provider.
Okay, yes. Financial provider.
And if that's the case, then why should I go into a date or go into an outing and expect a man to pay for everything while I'm the one who's making more? It doesn't make sense to me.
No. My sister, you are missing the point.
Okay.
The point is, I'm not talking just about money. That is why, if you heard me in the beginning, I was saying that a guy is attracted by different levels, mental levels and physical levels. Am I right?
Okay,
but I'm talking about the principle. Okay. For example,
my final point here is the same principle of being attracted and all of that stuff. A lot of people forget that women also have the same physical bodily needs.
True.
And in a world, especially in a life that I'm leading today, and I know a lot of my sisters and, you know, friends out in Africa know this because it's becoming as fast paced as just as much as in the developed world. We don't have time to dilly-dally and wait and, you know, smile, you know, and biting nails up until a man recognizes me. If you're interested, I'm interested. I'll tell you if you are wasting my time. And if it just so happens that you don't dig me, okay, I'll move on to the next thing. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to waste mine. At least that's my point of view.
Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
I got you, baby.
Just you,
baby,
and me.
I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
Yeah.
just you
baby,
and me. To the floor and make me see your energy, because me not play no hide and seek. What is the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat,
make the beat just take control.
As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby,
welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, as Shaka Sali says, my colleague, time is not our best ally. Well, thanks everybody. And that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explode obsession. A very big thank you to my guests over the phone. And a big thank you to you, my colleague, the one and only Chioneso Johnny, a.k.a. Chichi. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome, yeah. Bye-bye.
And of course, thank over the phone, Peter Njau.
I have so many questions for Chichi.
I know. Thank you for being here. Emma.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks. This was very fun.
My producer is Jackson Mvuganyi. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the beep, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be absentee parents. So don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
VOA News.
VOA. When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.